Eurostar delays persist as passengers stuck on board overnight. The thorny issues that threaten to derail a Russia-Ukraine peace deal. Israel to bar 37 aid groups from Gaza. Tatiana Schlossberg, granddaughter of John F. Kennedy, dies at age 35. Machu Picchu train crash leaves one dead and dozens injured. Thailand releases 18 Cambodian soldiers held since July. Thieves use drill to steal 30 million euro in German bank heist. Ex-Australia batsman Martin in coma with meningitis. Issa Whitlock Jr., The Wire and Veep actor, dies at 71. Guinea junta chief wins presidency in controversial election. Protests spread across Iran for third day after currency hits record low. UAE says it will withdraw from Yemen after Saudi strike on separatist-held port. French right pushes for national tribute to film star Brigitte Bardot. Bangladesh's first female prime minister, Khaleda Zia, dies aged 80. Trump hopes to reach phase two of Gaza ceasefire very quickly. UAE says it will withdraw from Yemen after Saudi strike on separatist-held port. Turkey detains 357 suspected IS members in nationwide raids. Guinea junta chief wins presidency in controversial election. Anthony Joshua injured in Nigeria car crash that killed two team members. K-pop band member sued for $30 million after bitter record label feud. Ukraine denies drone attack on Putin's residence. Great white sharks face extinction in Mediterranean. Say researchers, Spanish woman who found fame for botching fresco restoration dies. No worries. Trump downplays Chinese military drills around Taiwan. Alleged Bondi gunman acted alone and did not train in the Philippines, police say. Trump says U.S. hit big facility, linked to alleged Venezuelan drug boats. Brazil's Bolsonaro undergoes third medical procedure for hiccups, saving South Africa's threatened albatross from lethal fishing lines. The viral moments that grabbed India's attention this year. What growing up in war does to a child's brain, and how it really affects them years later. The fight over Christian nationalism in a small Tennessee town. Khaleda Zia, widow of a slain leader who went on to lead Bangladesh. Russia's losses in Ukraine rise faster than ever as U.S. pushes for peace deal. Coups, elections, and protests, a difficult year for democracy in Africa. Non, how the world's best bread traveled from Islamic courts to our plates. John Simpson, I've reported on 40 wars, but I've never seen a year like 2025. Trump and Zelensky appear more upbeat, but show little evidence that peace is near for Ukraine. Toxic air, broken roads, and unpicked rubbish, why India's big cities are becoming unlivable. Living in fear of Lakarawa, the militant group Trump targeted in Nigeria strikes. Watch. Underwater chess champions compete for world title. Brigitte Bardot, from French cinema to international fame. Snow-capped Mount Etna erupts as skiers glide down slopes. Watch. Meteor lights up sky over Japan's Mount Fuji. Watch Pope Leo's plea for peace and Christmas message. Oil edges up, but Brent on course for longest stretch of annual losses in 2025. Oil prices set for biggest annual slump since 2020 as supply glut weighs. Silver shines in 2025 global market spotlight as softs oil lag. Mexico to hike tariffs on China starting Thursday. Oil tankers still arriving in Venezuela despite U.S. blockade. Data shows oil flat as Russia-Ukraine peace hopes fade. Yemen tensions rise. Platinum set for biggest monthly gain in 39 years on EU auto policy boost. Ukraine, coalition of the willing to meet early January. Zelensky says Russia attacks Ukraine's Black Sea ports and civilian ships. Kyiv says the 2025 energy transition in 8 charts. Clean wins, dirty setbacks. Maguire Grupa Azoty unit files 2.98 billion arbitration claim against Hyundai. Robeck shareholders approve a $2.17 billion merger with Predictive Discovery. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.89%. Asia stocks set for stellar yearly gains as AI boom outweighs trade jitters.